Our first item of other business is subdivision 2017-2, Woodfield Preserve Expansion Final Subdivision Plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for the creation of a cluster subdivision to consist of 36 single-family lots with private roads and open space. The site is a 25.96-acre parcel of land that is accessed from the existing Woodfield Preserve, that's 2007-9 subdivision by Sugar Maple Drive. The final subdivision plan for the existing portion of the Woodfield Preserve subdivision was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of October 13, 2011. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 8, and Parcel 87. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to accept the final subdivision plan for 2017-2 Woodfield Preserve Expansion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the final subdivision plan for subdivision 2017-02 Woodfield Preserve Expansion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 19-29 Swan Cove MRRPC Phase 9 final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the creation of a medium-density residential plan community, MRRPC, to consist of 20 single-family lots with private roads and open space and accessed off of Old Mill Bridge Road, that's Sussex County Route 381. This plan is phase 9 of two previous change of zone applications, change of zone number 1471, and that's ordinance number 1555, and change of zone number 1850, that's ordinance number 2583, which were approved by County Council on July 23rd, 2002 and June 26, 2018, respectively, and is for a portion of the Swan Cove Residential Plan Community. The final site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 12, and Parcel 73.02. The zoning is MRRPC, medium density residential planned community, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final site plan for case S-19-29 Swan Cove MR-RPC Phase 9.
Second.
The move is seconded to approve the final site plan for site plan number 19-29 Swan Cove MRRPC Phase 9. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried 4-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining. Our next item is Triple Creek Golf and Country Club revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for the 53 parking space expansion of the parking lot serving the Gulf and Country Club and other site improvements. The site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 3, and Parcel 2. The zoning district is HR2, High Density Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the Cripple Creek Golf Course and Country Club preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
The move is seconded to approve the revised site plan for Cripple Creek Golf and Country Club as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2005-42, Woodridge Amenity Plan, Preliminary Amenities Plan.
This is a preliminary amenity plan for the construction of a clubhouse, swimming pool, tot lot, shed, multi-purpose athletic field, and other site improvements to serve Woodridge 2005-42. The preliminary amenities plan complies with the zoning and subdivision codes. Planning Commission approved a revised subdivision plan on August 13, 2015. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 10, and Parcel 78. and the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the preliminary amenities plan for 2005-42 Wood Ridge Amenity Plan with final by staff when agency approvals come in.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the amenities plan for subdivision 2005-42 Wood Ridge with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 19-27 DOV Horse Island preliminary site plan. What's DOV? Just a name? Just part?
It's a name that they typically we see for cell towers.
Oh, okay. Cell tower.
Yeah, I figured it was just the name of the project.
Okay,
this is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 150-foot monopole cell tower with a 50-foot by 50-foot telecommunications compound located at 23182 Camp Arrowhead Road. A special use exception case number 12226 was granted for the use on November 5th, 2018. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 18, and Parcel 26. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for S-19-27 DOV Horse Island with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
The movement is seconded to approve the site plan 19-27 DOV Horse Island as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 19-28 Range Time preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for an indoor shooting range in an existing building with parking. Some parking is proposed in the front yard setback over an existing gravel area to avoid additional impervious area on the parcel. The indoor shooting range was approved for 5 years as a special use exception by the Board of Adjustment when the findings of fact were approved on March 6, 2018. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 333, Map 15, and Parcel 20, and the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for S-19-28 Range Time with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
The movement seconded to approve the site plan 19-28 Range Time as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item is lands of Robert and Maxine Savage, minor subdivision off an easement.
This is a preliminary minor subdivision for two proposed lots of a 37.1-foot easement over an existing driveway. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the conceptual subdivision plan for one lot at their February 28, 2019 meeting. Lot A will measure 0.7585 acres plus or minus, and Lot B will measure 0.7705 acres plus or minus, with a residual lot measuring 2.2438 acres plus or minus, located off of Morris Avenue Extended. And the tax parcel is District 235, Map 14.11 and Parcel 49, and the zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off an easement for the lands of Robert and Maxine Savage.
A second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off an easement for lands of Robert and Maxine Savage. All those in favor
say
aye.
Aye. Would that with final by staff would receive all agency approvals.
Agency approvals.
Thank you.
Sorry.
There you go. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, that completes our agenda. Referring back to our public hearings this evening, our first public hearing was subdivision 2019-5 Chase Oaks.
Does anybody have any troubles with this one, with the key saw?
Sorry, y'all had to wait on that.
You've been very patient. Yes. God bless you.
You did.
I just am worried about kids running across the street to get to the pool. That's the only thing that bothers me.
We've been talking on other things that we don't want to have this, you know, divided up by, and that's actually become quite a major road.
Yes.
And really even more with the future developments that have already.
And as the gentleman said, sort of a speed bike.
I think it bears some additional consideration.
I do too. So I didn't know if anybody had any other thoughts or about that, about the whole design or anything, or questions about it. Okay, but that was mine. Yeah, when he said, yeah, our amenities are a gazebo, I'm like, okay.
It sounds like, just real quick, you're gonna make a motion to defer, which is fine.
Yes, I am.
Ms. Corner and I were talking about, we have a special meeting next Thursday. We're gonna try to put some of these on for next Thursday if you're gonna defer them. I just point that out. Whether you want more time than next Thursday on this one, and whether you do or not.
I meant to ask to keep the...
Huh? How can you do that?
Because we can get it on today still. We can revise it.
I have until midnight to amend an agenda.
She's up till midnight.
All right.
Look at her. She's like, I got plenty of time.
Well, resting from my vacation.
What's your problem?
As long as it's provided for
I just point, that doesn't affect your motion, but just something to think about so she knows. That.
Well, I forgot to ask to keep the record open for... information from the Department of Transportation on the final.
We could do that now.
Mr. Brockenbrow testified that the final letter wasn't done. It was an unsigned draft, so we don't have that.
And certainly you could hold the record open for receipt of that if you want, and then, you know, trying to think if there was anybody, there were people here with an interest in it, you know, receipt of that plus 10 days or, you know, or whatever, and then put it back on the agenda.
Okay, that's what I would like to do, actually.
Anybody? I still can't get my head around why they can't require them to put flashing lights, and I get it that it not stop some of the people that are going to speed anyways, but that's what they do on Coastal Highway.
Is it flashing lights up?
Yeah. Or even just sort of signs that talk about people. That answer surprised me.
Yeah. I mean, like just a one single thing that's by, it's by solar.
I understand what you're, I understand what his point was, though, that it's kind of like, you know, when you have a kid who's looking at you across the street and decides he's running across the street because if he sees mom, he must be safe and doesn't really look. If they have a crosswalk there, they might be, more likely to run across because we're in a crosswalk.
That's true.
I don't think we want to try to get this one on for next week.
No.
Well, it sounds like you're going to hold the record open for the final.
The final TIS with written comments for 10 days. Yes.
Okay.
I make that motion.
Is that your motion?
That is my motion.
Second?
I second it.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2019-5 Chase Oaks, leaving the record open to receive the communication from the Department of Transportation plus 10 days to allow the public to review and comment in writing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was conditional use number 2179, Joseph H. and Patricia Prettyman.
Sorry. Make a motion to defer for further consideration. Thank you. A second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2179, Joseph H. and Patricia Prettyman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item was a conditional use number 2180, Robert J. Palmer and Laura M. Hudson.
I don't know. Those people sound like pretty hard partiers based on the record.
And other things. I'm telling you. Somebody was probably cussing a horse one night or something. And my goodness, all those lots across the street from the wastewater treatment plant, I don't think lots building that's in the backyard is going to make that much difference.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I think in an abundance of caution, you might want to defer to give time
Absolutely
to prepare a good motion. So,
Good enough. So, Mr. Chairman, in regard to conditional use 2180, Robert J. Palmer and Laura M. Hudson, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Moving seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2180, Robert J. Palmer and Laura M. Hudson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now, probably you could get that on for next week.
Yeah, I think we could get that one.
Probably get that one on for next week without too much trouble.
Yep.
And I would say the next one too, just.
Yeah, actually, yeah, both of these. Our next public hearing was to change the zone number 1884, ABC Storage LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to change zone 1884, ABC Storage LLC, I move to defer for further consideration and maybe we give it on next week.
Okay, a second.
Moving seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1884, ABC Storage LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That completes our business for the evening. Does anyone have anything to add to the good of the order?
Just a reminder that there's a special meeting next Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Special meeting next Thursday night, right here, 6 o'clock. It'll be very special. Okay. We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.